World Story. As human beings, we innately make sense of our world and self through stories that we weave together into a coherent world story. This world story stretches into our past, the stories we tell ourselves about what happened, why it happened, and how it shapes us. And it stretches into our future, the stories we tell ourselves about what is possible and who we might become. We all have a world story, and it is the basis for all truth in our eyes. It tells us how life should be, and what is important, sacred, honorable, good, and evil within it. It is the foundation and framework upon which we understand our lives, and it is the lens and filter through which we interpret and make sense of all the experiences and events of life. As such, our world story profoundly shapes all of our decisions and responses in life. However, we are often unaware of our world story, for it is hidden behind the scenes and underneath all of our thoughts, words, and deeds. It is what we often unconsciously assume and take for granted. Civilization story. We are all born into and then continually immersed in the particular world story of our civilization and culture that teaches us how to interact with other people, politics, and everything else, economics. Our civilization gives us our identity through this world story and is constantly implanting and reinforcing it in our minds and lives through the very structuring of everyday life and through the oral traditions, writings, and other media we consume. This world story is what we all agree on within our civilization, and therefore it is above real questioning and criticism. On top of this, because this world story is the structure of all our understanding of life, our civilization actually controls the way we think, speak, and live through its world story. Joining a new story. The Gospel of Jesus is a new world story that invites us to think, speak, and live in a radically different way than the world's civilizations. When a culture senses this true threat of the gospel, it tries to destroy or hijack the gospel by stripping it down into right information that can be assimilated into that civilization's world story. But mixing the two creates a grotesque, false Christianity that allows civilization's world story to dominate. As Jesus says, "The old and new cannot mix," and "You cannot serve two masters." The right information is worthless if it is placed into the wrong world story. Therefore, true conversion and salvation is the painful and traumatic process of leaving our civilization's world story and joining Jesus' world story. As biblical scholar N.T. Wright says, our world story is load-bearing, like the deep, hidden foundations of a house. Shake them, and we experience a mental or emotional earthquake. Remove them, and the house collapses. We don't know who we are anymore. It is almost as if we had died and woken up in a whole new world. As such, Jesus is inviting and calling you on the world-shattering and lifelong journey of conversion, leaving behind your civilization story and joining his new story and countercultural way of being in the world.